The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. King Herod heard of Jesus and his disciples, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers were at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? He replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, but out of regard for his oaths and for his guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today's readings from Amos and Mark feature kings confronted by prophets with truths that they did not want to hear, truths that they would not face. In the reading from Amos, the prophet Amos had difficult truths to tell about the nation of Israel and its king. He preached that the nation of Israel would go into exile and that its king would die by the sword. Now, the king clearly did not want to hear this message, and the priest Amaziah, seemingly in an effort to protect the king, took it upon himself to tell Amos to get lost, to go home, and to quit speaking ill of the king. Amos's reply to Amaziah is interesting. He responded, I am not a prophet by training or by profession. He was a herdsman and someone who took care of trees. But God had grabbed him, given him this message, and said, go prophesy to my people Israel. Basically, he's saying, what choice do I have but to speak the truth? Whether or not the king or his priest wanted to hear the message that Amos had for them ends up being pretty irrelevant, because it is a reality that's coming for them, whether they want to hear it or not. And in fact, the kingdom of Israel was defeated by the Assyrians in 722 BCE, and the king was killed. And the people of the northern kingdom of Israel ended up being dispersed, scattered, and lost to history. There was no escaping Amos's words, no matter how displeased the king might have been with him. In Mark, the prophet John the Baptist is imprisoned by King Herod. He was bound and thrown into prison for criticizing Herod for marrying his brother's wife. John had been saying of Herod, it is not lawful for him to have his brother's wife. What's curious is that while Herod felt the need to imprison John, he still respected him in some way. Mark tells us that Herod feared John and wouldn't have him killed, though his wife Herodias wanted him dead. The line in verse 20 is so interesting. When Herod heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. We see here a king at once afraid and intrigued by the words of a prophet that dared to speak against him. Unfortunately, the king's own rash words were going to end up entrapping him. Herod threw a huge banquet for his birthday. His daughter, a little girl, comes in to dance for him and his guests. They are so charmed by her that Herod offers to give the girl whatever she wants. Not sure what to ask for, she runs to see what her mother would suggest. And Herodias, still furious with John, told her daughter to ask for John's head on a platter. The girl returned, and that's exactly what she asked for. Herod found himself trapped by his own words. Mark tells us that he was deeply grieved, but reluctant to go back on his oath in front of his guests, so he goes forward with it. Herod and Herodias do not want to hear what John has to say. He stands up and says it anyway, and he's killed because of it. As modern readers, we tend to have a lot of misconceptions about prophets. We usually imagine prophecy as something more like fortune telling or doomsday, end of the world stuff. And this isn't very accurate to biblical prophecy. The biblical prophets arose in Israel at the same time as the nation began to be led by kings. And the function of the prophet throughout most of the Bible is to check the power of the king. We might say that the job of the prophet is to speak truth to power. Moreover, this truth isn't typically about the future. Instead, it usually describes what is. It brings to light the truths about society that we might hope to ignore. And in particular, it exposes people in power and brings their unjust and unrighteous acts to light. Imagine prophecy as turning over rocks or logs in the woods and exposing all the creepy crawly things hiding underneath. If prophecy in the Bible looks like speaking truth to power, then I think we could say that prophecy keeps happening today, wherever we are speaking truth to power, wherever we hear someone speaking truth to power. And that makes me wonder, who are our prophets today? And if the prophecy in the Bible is about exposing unjust and unrighteous deeds, and most particularly the deeds of those with power and privilege, then we could imagine words like that operating as prophecy today. And if that's the case, what truths are God's prophets speaking now? As I was writing this sermon, Greta Thunberg kept coming to mind. Greta Thunberg, as you likely know, is the teenage Swedish climate activist who, as a 15-year-old, began her school strike for climate. She stopped going to school and instead every day stood out in front of the Swedish Parliament building with a sign saying that she was striking school for climate action. She was urging the Swedish government to take action against climate change. You've probably seen pictures of her standing alone with a sign out in front of the Swedish Parliament building. And as you likely know, her strikes become a worldwide movement, and Greta is an international figure. Thunberg began her work as an activist because of how frustrated she was by global inaction on climate change. She was furious that while we know what the effects of climate change are and what they likely will be, yet we do so little. This frustration is directed in particular at governmental leaders who have the power to act but fail to do so. In a TED talk she gave in Stockholm in 2018, Greta said, "I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, OCD, and selective mutism. That basically means I only speak when I think it's necessary. Now is one of those moments." This sounds an awful lot like the calling of the prophet Amos to me. So I think the question for us is, if prophecy is speaking truth to power, and if it's exposing those places of injustice and unrighteousness in our society, who do we see standing up against the powerful? Who exposes the injustice and the unrighteousness in our society? Who speaks words that we do not want to hear? Who brings to light things we would rather keep hidden? Because those are our prophets. May we have the courage to hear their words. Amen.
Thank you.
journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.